Our own Will Davis joins us to introduce us to a new podcast partner for Scenic Roots and WUTC. Welcome, Will.
Hi, Ray. Today's podcast partner is People with Barry Corder. And Barry Corder is a newspaper guy. He's from the Times Free Press. And he started this podcast about 8 months ago because he said there was oftentimes more to the story than just 20 inches in a newspaper. And so in this podcast, he talks to people that he finds interesting that he's met through his work as a reporter at the Times Free Press. What Barry likes about podcasting, he says, is that it's the wild, wild west, you know, which is something that a lot of people like about podcasting. The story is as long as it has to be. The interview is as long as it has to be. There's a lot of freedom and flexibility in podcasting, and Barry is really kind of taken to that. In this episode, he's talking to Dan Rose and Max Popple, who are the guys behind the Crash Pad, the hostel, and the Flying Squirrel, the restaurant, in the South Side, about those two businesses and how they're related and how the South Side has changed and how it's changing in tourism. It's a really interesting conversation.
All right, let's listen.
People are strange.
People get ready.
People.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to People with Barry Corder. When I conceived this podcast, several months ago, I always knew arts, music, and entertainment were going to be part of it, but I also knew that food was going to be a component. Why? Well, because I like to eat. We all like to eat. But I'm also married to a foodie of the highest degree. I've only seen her read one book that wasn't a cookbook. I won't say which book, but it surprises me to this day. But anyway, I'm aware of food and cooking and its role in our culture. And I knew that there were several chefs and restaurateurs and owners in our area that I wanted to talk to for this podcast. And I have two of those guys with me today. Max Popple and Dan Rose are here. They've joined me in the 1921 Society Lounge in the beautiful Tivoli Theater. But anyway, Max and Dan, you'll hear, I met them probably back around 2009, 2010. They were just about to open the Crash Pad, which is a hostel for basically the people who come to this area to enjoy what we have to offer in the outdoors: kayaking, boating, biking, hiking, rock climbing, skydiving, hang gliding. Anyway, as I hoped it would be, it's a fascinating conversation, and I hope you guys think so as well. We are in the 1921 Society Lounge in the Tivoli, a cool space that they're kind enough to let me use. It's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know this was here. It's beautiful.
It's fairly new. It's only a month or two, maybe.
No kidding.
But it's pretty...
Well, good work, Tivoli.
It was a storage space.
Looks like it's been here forever.
Speaking of, you guys, we're going to jump all over because that's the way my brain works. Mm-hmm. But let's try to start somewhat at the beginning. You guys started with the Crash Pad.
Mm-hmm.
You were what, living in New York?
We went to school in upstate New York. Both of us are from the Boston area suburbs, yeah.
And it was mountain climbing that brought you here, right?
Yeah, rock climbing, exactly. Yeah, we moved down here in the end of 2005. We definitely arrived kind of accidentally in the bar-restaurant business as far as moving down here, you know, driven by the outdoor access and the promise of a new cool city to explore. And it wasn't until both of us had been here for years that we even started talking about opening up a business. And at that point, even then, it was to cater to climbers like us.
Right. I remember, I think we met, at Burger Place, right? I think it was the first time.
Way back.
Yeah.
Jeez, test our memory there.
Mm-hmm. I know, I had to think about it too. And I remember you telling me about the idea for the Crash Pad, a hostel catering mm-hmm. to climbers.
Yeah, and you thinking it was really stupid?
No, I remember thinking, and I still think, how had that not been done before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we asked ourselves that question a lot as well.
And we got that question a lot from people that we spoke to, like, oh, you know, I had the idea to do it, just haven't done it. Or like, yeah, it's great, like, obvious idea, crazy, it hasn't been here before.
Yeah, I mean, all the factors were lined up in our favor, including having a city that was totally willing and ready to embrace these, adventure tourists as it were, as like a real economic driver and a real part of the city.
I have mentioned on this podcast, as a matter of fact, to me, the renaissance of this city happened, and you guys are a big, big part of it, when city leaders, civic leaders sort of looked around and said, you know what, all of these climbers, bikers, kayakers, hang gliders, they also like to eat.
Sure.
I mean, it seems so obvious, but it wasn't.
Yeah, if they're going to travel here and be here for a week or 2 days or whatever it is, I mean, they're not just going
to. And they also like to be entertained.
Yeah.
And so that to me is when the city started packaging everything together instead of trying to, you know, just target their marketing towards bikers or
sure.
climbers.
It's a complete vacation experience now.
Having said all that, we're at a place in the city. We had a conversation a while ago that it continues to shift, doesn't it? The whole scene continues to shift.
Absolutely.
And the bar restaurant scene, as we've already said, is tough. It can change. It does change, right? You had a good week. I think one of you said you just because we had a good Wednesday doesn't guarantee we're going to have a good Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What are the challenges? What's the challenge now? What'd you say? 6 years later?
It's a extremely unpredictable business night by night anyway, especially considering the population density right around us. I think that's a big factor. I mean, we've got thousands of apartments being built, but right now it feels like there are more restaurants and bars than there are people to pack them all out every night. And so to your point you just made, if we have a really busy Wednesday, that doesn't mean much about Saturday necessarily, but it does probably mean we're going to have a slow Thursday or that we're coming off of a slow Tuesday. There aren't that many people who are fans of our restaurant who will come in there enthusiastically and pack it out one night and then all come back the next night. We just don't really see that happen that much. It helps that we see over the last couple of years way more tourists coming down to our side of town. That has definitely buffered it and leveled it out a little bit. But we're not at that point where all the area restaurants are busy all the time simply because of their location, even though I believe that that day is ahead of us somewhere.
There's just a lot more quality competition now. When we opened up, there were far fewer places. If you said, I want to go get a nice meal and a nice drink, yeah, there were spots. But if you look at how many have opened since, and clearly I don't have any numbers to back this up, but I mean, there's just a lot. If you want to go out for great food and drink, the scene in Chattanooga has grown, and it's great. There are a lot more options.
Right. What about identity? I think we talked before.
So my other answer to your question, hard to keep up with and always is and has been a challenge, is just the culture in general. When we started with CrashPad, we had 3 employees while we were embarking on the designing and building process with Flying Squirrel. And, you know, through that year-ish, we had inadvertently created a culture and figured out what's important to us and how we want to run businesses, our underlying business principles. Then we're staring at, or we're about to go from 3 to 30 employees overnight. We've built this way we like to do business. How in the heck do we maintain that? So we looked at designing our CrashPad hospitality course, which basically the first day in the restaurant, everybody front and back of house was out front, and it was 2 sessions on CrashPad hospitality. How do we treat each other? How do we treat our guests? The general underlying philosophy of how we're going to do business, and all our businesses are in the hospitality business. So there are these, you know, underlying principles to them all. So you put all that emphasis on the front end, get everybody psyched and trained up. It's very challenging to keep up with that as you go and have ongoing kind of training. You know, ultimately it comes down to living it every day, right? But it can't hurt to have the refreshers. And you know, as soon as you're not paying attention to it, it swerves in a way that you're not expecting and takes a while to kind of get it back. And then you realize you have all these new people and you haven't talked to them about this stuff. So
that turnover is, to Max's point about culture and keeping the culture strong and keeping everybody on the same page, turnover on our staff is far and away the biggest obstacle to having that be a easy path.
I promise you, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I've told this story many, many times. My brother owned Pizza Pizza.
Oh, I love Pizza Pizza.
Yeah, man, missed that place. Yeah,
out to that cheesy pasta they had. Oh, that cheese wad.
The Greek salad, the Brainerd burrito.
I'm sad now.
Sad and hungry.
But his staffing was his biggest issue. I mean, he had one guy went up on the roof to smoke a joint and fell through the skylight.
And didn't at least he can't claim workers' comp.
Didn't understand why he was fired. You know, he had 2 people on a beautiful spring day, didn't show up, came in the next day, and Scott's like, They said, dude, it was gorgeous out. We went to the lake. Didn't call, you know, expected to clock in the next day. I guess it was rainier the next day. But those kinds of stories I hear all the time.
Yeah.
That was Barry Corder and his podcast People with Barry Corder. And he was talking to Dan Rose and Max Poppel, the guys behind the crash pad and the flying squirrel in the South Side. People is one of WTC's podcast partners, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Will, for another podcast partner and for Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, which you bring us every Tuesday here on WUTC.
Thanks, Ray.